This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. With the first anniversary of the U.S.-led war in Iraq approaching, the level of violence is once again on the increase. Two incidents were reported today, a shooting in the northern town of Baqaba that left three Iraqi civilians dead, and a bombing in the southern city of Basra that killed at least four more Iraqis. Today's attacks follow the car bombing in central Baghdad that destroyed several buildings and left dozens killed and wounded. The blast gutted a small hotel frequented by foreign workers, but the target of the bombing remains unclear. NPR's Steve Inskeep visited the scene of the explosion today.
I'm standing near the crater where an explosion went off last night in the center of a Baghdad street. On one side of the street, behind me, is the remains of the Hotel Mount Lebanon. It was once a white facade. It's now blackened in many places, a hotel with balconies. Behind them now, just blackened and empty rooms. On the other side of the street, we see a number of houses in a row, or what used to be a number of houses. Now some of them are simply piles of bricks. Another house is still standing, but the front has been torn off. A couple of men are standing up on the second floor, looking out on the devastation here. Smoke is pouring out of that building even a number of hours now after the bomb exploded last night. When that bomb exploded last night, most of the buildings that I can see here were on fire, and people were racing into those burning buildings trying to bring out family members and loved ones. When the explosion took place, Safah Hussein Ali was working in a store nearby. He told his story through an interpreter.
We were at our shop across from the where the explosion happened, and when the explosion happened, our shop blew up, and we were able to leave the shop and go immediately to the building that was on fire, because that's where my family was living. And I was able to take out my family out in the building. They're all, alhamdulillah, thanks to God, they're all safe now.
The blast shattered the windows in the Hotel Mount Lebanon, and in the hours after the explosion, the hotel desk clerk lay in a hospital emergency room, his skin punctured by countless shards of glass. A Belgian doctor and an Iraqi nurse struggled to communicate about his treatment.
How much binds?
Start with one hemocell, 250, or 500 ml.
U.S. military officials say the car bomb that caused those injuries likely contained about 1,000 pounds of artillery shells and plastic explosives. That's the same mixture that wrecked the United Nations headquarters last August. This morning, a U.S. military official says there are some anomalies, as he puts it, about this attack. For one thing, the bomb exploded in the middle of the street. The driver did not appear to move up against the base of any particular structure. And today, a spokesman for one member of Iraq's governing council said the car may have been moving at the time of the explosion. That claim, while unconfirmed, raised the possibility that this could have been an accidental blast. Within minutes after last night's blast, conspiracy theories spread through the crowd of onlookers. Several bystanders claimed it was really a missile that caused the destruction. After several recent bombings in several parts of the country, onlookers have tried to blame the devastation on American missiles, and last night our interpreter overheard people in the crowd encouraging witnesses to say this.
Somebody's walking all over the place saying, it's a missile.
Yeah. You heard the guy say it's a missile?
Yeah, say it's a missile.
Okay. The missile theory has been repeated by Iraqi officials and on Arabic language broadcasts, doing further damage to the U.S. image in a country where some Iraqis now turn their anger against Americans after many attacks. Responding to those claims, a senior U.S. military official says the U.S. military has recovered the engine block of the vehicle that was used to devastate that Baghdad street last night. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Baghdad.